Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
They thought it was the perfect crime until the body was found. You're listening to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
The trial against Richard Allen, it will be coming up very soon. But before then, there is some question about Dr. Monica Walla, a therapist who became a central figure in the legal proceedings of the Delphi murders involving Richard Allen. Walla treated Allen while he was held at the Wabash Correctional Facility, where he had been detained since his arrest in connection with the murders of Libby Gerben and Abby Williams. The controversy on this, it stems from allegations made by Allen's defense team regarding her professional conduct on this case. According to defense, Walla exhibited a strong personal interest in the Delphi case, which they argue compromised her ability to provide objective care to Allen. The interest was highlighted during pretrial hearings when Walla admitted under oath that she was fascinated by the Delphi murder case even before Allen's arrest. Joining me, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. Is this a big concern? I mean, to be interested in a case, but you're there on a professional level, does that create some sort of issue for the defense and what sort of testimony that she may give?
Well, I think they're trying everything, as they should, mm-hmm. you know, defend him vigorously, look at every possible angle here, what has been improper, if anything, with this. You know, therapists are human too. And when there's been a bizarre crime, it makes sense that a person would become very interested in it and maybe do some research on it. I think the line for me is with her posting on social media. I understand that she was posting things on Facebook about it. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of a breach of proper behavior.
Yeah.
So, you know, bottom line is, did this interest that she had impact her work with him mm-hmm. in any way? And you have to go over the records for that. You know, what exactly did she identify as the problem? What were her interventions? And did she act appropriately in her professional role with him?
She also admitted that while she was in an official capacity, looked on computers about another individual that has never been a suspect, but a person of interest, Keegan Klein, a name that we really haven't heard a whole lot about. It was linked in some other podcast, possibly to the case, never officially. Klein's never been charged in connection with the Delphi murders, but has been convicted of unrelated child exploitation and child pornography charges. The defense argues that Walla's actions are motivated by personal curiosity rather than professional duty, which they believe is a violation of ethical obligations. If you're helping somebody out, I would think, you know, you kind of want to understand what's going on in this case, what is going on around you, you know, or again, is that going a bit too far? And should she have, you know, stuck more so just with the patient himself and working directly with him, rather, because it's not her job to prosecute this case or to find other motives or whatever. Her job mm-hmm. was there to help him.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're in a big gray area when it comes to therapists and the internet. You know, there's been controversy about people who someone calls them for an appointment and they Google the person before they decide mm-hmm. to take them or not. Is that ethical? Technically, no. You're not really supposed to, you know, do background investigation on people who want to work with you. Does it happen? I'm sure it does.
Yeah.
Because as I say, therapists are human. They're curious. The internet was there. She heard this name. She wanted to find out. You know, it's we're always cautioned about be careful what we do on the internet, but particularly what we post on the internet.
Sure.
And it's, you know, hopefully she has a clinical supervisor in her role there. And, you know, this is being looked at and everybody is given some kind of guidelines, because probably within the institution, if they don't have guidelines, they need to have guidelines about this stuff, just so things like this don't happen.
Let me ask you about that with posting on the internet as a therapist. Is this something that we're seeing more of from a younger generation of therapists that are coming up, because the social media and all that has always been a part of their lives, and it's just always kind of been, well, yeah, you post things online. Obviously, there's certain things you can't or shouldn't, and maybe an older generation that already knows that, and it wasn't kind of just part of the repertoire of work and life. I'm looking at a picture of her right now. Doesn't look very old. I'm guessing, you know, younger from the generation where she had a lot of the social media. What have you seen in that?
You know, I don't see much of it. I have, you know, probably 100 friends I associate with on Facebook who are therapists out of all my other friends. Mm-hmm. And typically we don't go into work stuff on Facebook. It's more cat pictures and dog pictures and, you know, sometimes politics, but there are people who don't even go near that, you know? So it's, I think, a gray area. The ethical rules, they're trying to stay up to date with what's appropriate with ethics. Mm-hmm. And there are some ethics boards in certain places that don't even want therapists to have social media accounts at all.
Yeah.
I think that's a bit too rigid, but I do think we have to be mindful about not posting things that are going to, you know, betray too much about anybody.
Yeah.
We have to stay clear on the boundaries.
Social media has been an issue with this trial. Earlier in the case, even one of the investigators posted a murder scene photo, you know, accidentally. I mean,
accidentally.
It seems like there's a lot of sloppy work, obviously, that's been going on here, and a lot of things that have just been kind of, well, this is how we've been doing it, and now that there's a microscope on them, like, everything is being caught. It does make you wonder what else in other cases has kind of gone to the wayside, where social media, you know, really wasn't looked at that heavily. But now with everybody watching this, it's a big issue.
Yeah. It's definitely a concern. And I think, you know, therapists typically do not want to get in trouble, right? Nobody wants a complaint against them.
Sure.
So I think more often than not, therapists are being very careful about it. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about the older generation, many of them are going along with, oh, I don't have Facebook.
Sure.
You know, I want to keep my private life private. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just don't go there. So it's definitely a gray zone. But yeah, in a case like this, where there has been so much that's weird, so many things that are questionable, it's just another unfortunate thing.
It is.
I would be really fascinated, not that I'll have an opportunity, but what were her treatment records like? You know, what did she identify as a diagnosis, and what was she doing with him? You know, because there's been questions about the quality of, you know, care that he's had. And that's important to know.
That's going to be fast. It's just one more thing that they're going to have issue with on appeal. I've been saying that, like, I feel like he has not a get out of jail free card, but a get a new trial free card.
Yeah.
If convicted, I don't see any other way around it. There's only, if he's free, then it's done. Just another thing.
Another thing
for this case. Mm-hmm.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.